This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia launched its long-feared full-scale ground offensive to take control of Ukraine's east Monday, attacking along a broad front over 300 miles long. The Ukrainian official said it would mark the opening of a new and potentially climactic phase of the war. The Donbas is Ukraine's mostly Russian-speaking industrial heartland in the east, where Moscow-backed separatists have been fighting Ukrainian forces for the past 8 years and have declared two independent republics that have been recognized by Russia. At a news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Russia has been massing forces for a major ground offensive.
That's artillery, rotary aviation helicopter support, command and control enablers, and we do believe that they have reinforced the number of battalion tactical groups in the east and the south of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the commander of the Azov Regiment of National Guard said Russia has begun dropping bunker buster bombs on a Mariupol steel plant where Ukrainians are refusing to surrender. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea said Monday that Washington and Seoul agreed on the need for a strong response to North Korea's recent spate of missile tests, though they remain open to a dialogue with the country. Sung Kim flew to South Korea on Monday for talks 2 days after North Korea conducted a new type of missile test in its 13th round of weapons firing this year. Experts say that North Korea wants to advance its weapons arsenal and wrest concessions, such as sanctions relief from its rivals. Weapons tested include nuclear-capable missiles able to target both the U.S. mainland and its allies, such as South Korea and Japan. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Florida struck down a national mask mandate on airplanes and mass transit on Monday, and airlines and airports swiftly began repealing their requirements that passengers wear face coverings. The judge's decision freed airlines, airports, and mass transit systems to make their own decisions about mask requirements, resulting in a mix of responses. The major airlines switched to a mask optional policy, with some eliciting cheers from passengers when the changes were announced over loudspeakers. The Transportation Security Administration said Monday night that it would no longer enforce the mask requirement, and airports in Houston and Dallas almost immediately did away with their mandates after the TSA announcement. But New York City's public transit system planned to keep its mask requirement in place. The Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority said it would make masks optional for riders on its buses and trains. The Association of Flight Attendants, the nation's largest union of cabin crews, has recently taken a neutral position on the mask rule because its members are divided about the issue. On Monday, the union's president appealed for calm on planes and in airports. Palestinian militants have fired a rocket into southern Israel for the first time in months. It's a potentially major escalation after clashes at a sensitive holy site in Jerusalem and a wave of attacks and military raids elsewhere. Israel said it intercepted the rocket Monday and there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Israel holds Gaza's militant Hamas rulers responsible for all such projectiles and usually launches airstrikes in their wake. It was the first such rocket fire since New Year's Eve. Hours earlier, the leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group, which boasts of arsenal of rockets, had issued a brief cryptic warning condemning Israel's violations in Jerusalem. The Biden administration says the U.S. is barring anti-satellite missile testing. It's a move that White House officials say is meant to underscore their hope of establishing new norms for military action in space. The U.S. has sharply criticized Russia and China for conducting anti-satellite missile tests. The Pentagon also fired an interceptor missile from a U.S. Navy warship more than 14 years ago to destroy a malfunctioning spy satellite. The issue is one that has taken on greater urgency after Russia in November launched an interceptor missile to destroy a defunct Soviet-era satellite. Recapping our top story, Russia has launched this long-feared full-scale ground offensive to take control of Ukraine's east on Monday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.